And we hit December. Christmas lights shining in the streets of downtown, South and North Omaha. Many who celebrate Christmas get their tree right after Thanksgiving. And the jingles start. By now, many of us already know that the chain supply problem puts the new telephone or television at risk of not making it to the store shelves. But not only electronics are trapped in the ships at the ports. Some groceries are running out, and there is an increase on pricing too.
You can see price increase slightly for some of the regular products that you buy, like fruit, food, frozen food, meat.
Management Assistant Professor Dr. Ain Thaw told KVNO News a few days ago that the ports look like a tiny funnel, trying to pass tons of items as quickly as possible. Some groceries distributors that keep some of the local supermarkets stocked are facing the same challenges. And those few issues are trending our favorite dishes these holidays. Lee Vang owns a grocery store and provides for other markets in the Midwest. He says there are two parts to this problem.
A lot of products are relatively low margin, and when you see the prices that expensive for sea freight, literally retailers may not have enough margin for it to be worth for them to ship using any method, air or sea, because of all these raising prices.
At his store, fish is the item that often he does not have available. And when it arrives, the price is well above average.
And the second issue is that because of all these delays, the cutoff date for getting on a boat to the U.S. in order to make it in time for Christmas delivery, again, it's already too late.
In a normal season, items needed for Christmas must have been leaving their place of origin before the end of November. So for this holiday, don't be afraid to adventure with a new dish. Or twist your recipes, because it might be a while before you see those missing ingredients. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.